What's up, everyone? Welcome to Sis Let's Talk Relationships. I'm your host, Nhluvuka M, but I don't go alone. I go with my sister, Elona.
Hi, everyone. My name is Elona, your co-host, and welcome to our fun-filled episode of Umjolo the Pandemic, Finding Out 101.
Let's dive into Umjolo the Pandemic, Finding Out 101. What happens when you find out? Do you stay or go? And what about polygamy? How do you feel through it all? Mentally, where are you? Ukokai. Let's assemble this topic. So for the personal stories, we have two personal stories, one coming from Beauty and the other coming from Zikona. And to allow them to better tell us their experiences, we're not going to be asking questions, baby. We're going to allow them to talk.
So this is how I found out. I went to the guy's crib for a sleepover, and then when I arrived there, everything was okay. And then I've noticed that he's so jumpy when it comes to his phone. So after some time, he went out, and then I took his phone. He once told me his password, but I never went through his phone until that day. So I've decided that today I'm going to check his phone, and then I did. So when I log in to his WhatsApp, he was already at the door coming back from the outside. Then he said to me, "What are you doing with my phone?" And then I was like, "I'm taking something." He came to me, and then we started arguing about why am I having his phone. And then fast forward, we started fighting about the phone. So we fought and fought until my fingers pressed maybe should I say wrong buttons or what, I'm not sure, but my fingers went to his WhatsApp and then directly to this other conversation that I wasn't supposed to see it, but lucky enough I did. So he asked for his phone, I gave it to him. And then when he logs to his phone, probably unlocking it, then I saw this message saying, "Your hands were soft," something like that. So when he scrolls a bit, there was, "Good morning, King. Good morning, Queen." So I was old enough to read between the lines. So I did. I did, and he later confessed that he's dating that person. So that night, it was something else. Like, after he confessed, I felt like my heart is pumping out of my chest. Like, that day was something.
Hi, guys. My takeaway is that we are allowed to mourn our relationships. We are allowed to just let go and cry if it will help in healing, not caring who's going to say what or anything. And as much as we face problems while dating, like finding out and anything, that shouldn't stop us from just experiencing love and having fun.
Hello, everyone. My name is Zikona. So yeah, with me, I think I have a special gift of finding out on a dream. Because what happened is that, like, I had a dream that my boyfriend was, you know, cheating on me. So the next day I actually went through his phone, because also I had been like having suspicions that, you know, something is off, you know. So I finally had the courage to go through his phone, and indeed I found out that, like, he's, you know, talking to other girls, you know, pursuing them and all that. So the problem with me is that every time I'd found out, like, I'd steal the girl's number and then I'd confront them on my phone instead of dealing with my boyfriend. So yeah, that's my story. And actually, after finding out, I stay. Yeah, and the thing with staying is that, like, you tell yourself that, no, I'm gonna stay until, like, my heart cannot take it anymore. And then the worst happens, you fall pregnant, you know. So yeah, that's what it was like with me.
The main point that I've taken away from this conversation is that when someone or when these women find out that they've been cheated on or they've been played, they stay. But they don't stay because maybe they're stupid or maybe they have a lack of better judgment, which it seems like they do, but they don't. They stay because they're not really using their brains and they're using their hearts and they're letting their feelings get the best of them. And when you've dedicated your time and your energy to someone so much, it's really hard to just leave. And it's actually sad. It's sad that there's so many soul ties that keep people in toxic relationships.
Most people ignore the fact that cheating destroys a person's mental health. So imagine finding out, like Beauty, you find out the day before Christmas. How are you supposed to enjoy your Christmas day? How are you supposed to enjoy spending time with your family? Because talking about the toxicity that comes with being in a relationship with a person that is constantly cheating and you are constantly finding out week after week, you start projecting those problems, or your partner cheating on you, start projecting that on yourself. You start questioning your looks, you start doubting your abilities. Am I making this person happy? Do I even satisfy my partner? What do I need to do to make sure that my partner is happy? So imagine, what does that do to your mental health? How does that affect you as a person? So, according to my own understanding, the notion of love is more of a decision, because you decide to wake up to love another person. You decide and you take it upon yourself to love another person. So, when your partner decides to love another person or to involve another person in that relationship, it means that the trust is gone. And remember that the most important ingredients of any relationship is trust and loyalty. So when the trust is gone and the loyalty is gone, trust me, there's no point whatsoever to remain in that relationship. Okay, because I feel that as women, we should be taught to be selfish. Okay, we should be selfish as men, because in most cases, when a man cheats, a woman is more likely to remain in that relationship. That's it for today from Sis Let's Talk Relationships. Unfortunately, we'll have to love and leave you guys, but we look forward to having more fun episodes with you guys. But remember that two is a relationship, but three is a crowd. Thank you. Bye.